Now, ACT, they want to introduce what they call a world-class toll roading system. It will use private sector financing and expertise to get new roads built faster and to maintain existing roads quicker and more effectively. Leader David Seymour said New Zealand roads were in a woeful state because building new roads relied on excise tax for funding and government debt for financing. So, toll roads, do you support them? The Northern Gateway Toll Road is New Zealand's first fully electronic toll road where motorists don't stop to pay the toll on the road. And do you recall paying at the toll booth going across the Auckland Harbour Bridge? With us as Chief Economist at the New Zealand Initiative, Dr. Eric Crampton. They've looked closely at how to fund large infrastructure projects. He's kindly come into the studio for us. Dr. Crampton, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Toll roads, we have them. What's the case for building more of them?
Well, they can be great when they have a lot of traffic on them to justify the cost of running the tolling. Running tolling isn't free. It is getting cheaper with tech, but it still isn't free as compared to road user charging. The case for them is always then, if you can demonstrate a real demand for the road, that road users are happy to pay to use this new flash highway, that can justify bringing the highway into existence. And ACT has here proposed something that gets to one of the deeper underlying problems, where we don't really have currently good mechanisms for winnowing out projects that would have enough demand from road users to really cover their cost over time from ones where they really wouldn't. So they've proposed kind of outsourcing some of that winnowing to PPP partners who'd be looking over projects and deciding whether or not they'd want to be involved in them based on their expectations of the costs and the amount of toll revenue they think they could get out of it. It's a beautiful dream. It could be good, especially as costs come down. It could be good for selecting projects that really would have that kind of road user demand. But there might be a bit of risk where there'd be projects that could be worthwhile, that would be backed by road users, but still don't quite justify the cost of tolling until we can get tolling costs down.
Right, yeah. I'd be interested to hear from our listeners. If you had the chance of driving on a road, say, as good and as beautiful as the Waikato Expressway, would you pay several bucks each way to have the pleasure of driving on a road like this? Text me 2101. What about the interest cost of borrowing funds?
Well, under a PPP, the person who's building the road would be fronting those capital costs and then recouping it over time by payments by the road user. Another way of running it would be if the government instead were issuing debt specific to a roading project, recouping it through road user charges over time, rather than trying to pay it all up front out of the National Land Transport Fund. So that's one of the current problems, that they've got these capital constraints in there. You don't have project specific debt that could help test whether these roading projects would be viable or not. So PPPs are kind of doing double duty in that sense. They're both solving a financing problem and also potentially a delivery problem. You could usefully separate those if the roading operator, currently Waka Kotahi, but there are other ways of doing it, could issue project-specific debt and then just pay it off over time by the road users.
What do you reckon, Zoe?
I want to know how much this is going to hit me in a pocket, in my pocket. Mm. So if I use the road, what have we figured out the optimal price for a toll?
Well, I guess it depends on the cost of running the road. So that's one of the features of ACT's proposal. So they mix together road user charging through a PPP with tolls and congestion charging. So they note the opportunity for charging higher prices on roads that are helping to solve congestion. Another option would be to try and keep those things fairly separate, where you'd run a congestion charge, which is already being generally agreed to for Auckland and Wellington across both National and Labour. Run a congestion charge that's set so that you sort of, you maximize the throughput of traffic. So right now you can have a lot of people paying a lot of time costs that aren't really recouped and can't be used for any useful purpose. If you flip that over to them paying a money cost instead, people who are able to shift their time of travel would do so, and you've got a fund that you could use for other purposes. I'd like it as a congestion dividend, but people have other ideas on how to run that as well.
What do you think, Stephen?
I'm just remembering to the first toll roads I saw, which were in Malaysia, and they replaced a road that was literally littered with wrecks, burnt out often, but wrecks of people who'd been killed on the old roads. And I remember running into the guy who had actually put that proposal to Mahathir Mohamad, the Prime Minister, and went away and got the funding mostly in Germany. And when they started, opened their first one, their big problem was all the traffic shifted to the already crowded other roads. So they had to get a law passed that blocked the other roads, which, of course, isn't probably what ACT has in mind. The gist of it is there is still an issue. If your road is very necessary, but it's easy, if the toll is easily avoided at the expense of congestion on an existing road, you still need congestion charging to discourage
right.
that.
Yeah, and that's the kind of comprehensive solution that has been looked at for Auckland and Wellington.
Yep.
Now, in terms of Australia, Australian Logistics Council CEO Hermione Parsons told the Inquiry Tollways do not work for the freight industry due to cost, efficiency and productivity issues. So you could have the same issue here. As they say, to pay $35 for a trip when it's going to maybe save 2 minutes means there's no value.
Well, that'd be one of the things that ACT's proposal is aiming to try and sort out, right? So if nobody would want to come in as the PPP operator because they know that nobody would be willing to pay the tolls that would be necessary to recoup the cost of building the thing, that's one of the ways that you rule out white elephant projects, right? Currently, you'd call them a road of national significance and then not pay much attention to whether it passes muster. What ACT has proposed is one way of getting a more commercial discipline into the mix. Other ways of doing the similar kind of thing. We've been looking back a bit at, there's a proposal in the late 90s that Stephen might remember under Morris Williamson called Better Transport, Better Roads. It had a pretty neat setup where you split off the operation and running of the roads. You had a proposed state-owned enterprise, Highways New Zealand kind of deal that would own the state highways. You would have them running the state highways. You'd have user pays, again, into a fund that would pay them for running it. You'd get rid of rates funding of local roads, but have something that looked a little bit more like what the government has proposed for water services, where you'd have amalgamated entities that ran the roads on a regional basis. And all of it would be paying a dividend back to the Crown because it's a state-owned enterprise. It wasn't a feature in ACT's current proposal, but I had seen Simon Court suggest on LinkedIn that the roads should be paying a capital charge back to the government. And that's in some ways more radical than even the Greens would propose. So the Greens would go after this as it's a bad use of public resources to have anything going on nasty road users with cars. A proposal that would have the roads actually pay their cost of capital back to the public. That's wonderful, right? It encourages appropriate use of capital. It encourages discipline in thinking about these things. It's more consistent with having roads that cover right. their cost.
Interesting. Got a lot of response to this, actually. More response than most other issues today. Would you consider more toll roads? For now, though, that was Dr. Eric Crampton there from the New Zealand Initiative. And by the way, there is an inquiry into toll roads in Australia right now that could cause traffic distortions.